Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the first quarter of 2017 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/IR. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing *0. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Newton Maya, CEO of IMC, Mr. Jose Agoti, CFO and Investor Relations Director of IMC. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Newton Maya. Please, Mr. Maya, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC's conference call for first quarter 2017 results. First, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us in this call, in which we provide important information related to IMC's performance, as well as perspective related to 2017 focus. Now, on slide 2, you can find the main highlights for the quarter. First, with regards to financial highlights, I'd like to emphasize the adjusted EBITDA reached $19.4 million and was up 4% in constant currency, with a 40 bps increase in margins that reached 5.2%, even with revenues reaching $374 million, or a 3.6% decrease year over year. This is mostly due to the positive performance of the Caribbean in constant currency of 1.5 million reais and lower holding expenses, 1.7 million reais, offsetting the 18% reduction in Brazilian results year over year as a result of the lower sales volume in Brazil. In the USA, results were down by 0.4 million reais in constant currency due to higher store pre-opening and rent expenses. The operating cash after maintenance capex in this quarter was negative 5.6 million reais. However, we had the impact from higher tax payments related to the capital gains from 2016 asset sales of 5 million reais. Now, on slide 3, I'd like to share with you what we have done in the first 100 days of our operational focus aiming at improving efficiency and execution. As I mentioned in our fourth quarter earnings call, we started a restructuring process of our G&A in January and ended by the end of March with the conclusion of the zero-based budget process, adjusting the departments and responsibilities and also reducing the layers. With the guise of the zero-based budget, we revised our headcount and expenses from April to December 2017. During the process, we had over 50 meetings with more than 70 people involved in revising over 550 cost centers. The final outcome was a reduction in headcount of over 200 employees in April compared to January. We have also implemented systemic locks for headcount adjustments and other expenses, which means stricter controls. If someone wants to spend a dime that wasn't on the budget, that person will have to save money somewhere else. Another important development that we have implemented is related to the Project Management Office, PMO. We have over 300 initiatives, including 180 CAPEX projects, being closely monitored with weekly reviews supported by PMO software used by the whole organization. Of those 300 initiatives, I'd like to highlight three very important ones. First, the live KPI monitoring tool, which is one of the foundations of our new phase in the company. As of today, we have already implemented daily reports with important sales and cost KPIs of all segments in Brazil, and we are rolling out that effort to the international operations throughout May. Later, we will also have reports measuring the effectiveness of our back-office departments as well, IT, marketing, HR, finance, and so on. Now on slide 4, the second project that I'd like to highlight is the corporate restructuring project in Brazil that should boost our central kitchen efficiency with specialized production, among other tax benefits. Third, we are also working on our international corporate restructuring that should allow dividend transfer from U.S. and Caribbean to Brazil more efficiently. The adjustments were not only about cost cutting. We have also invested in enhanced areas that needed more support and that are crucial for our business and the new phase in which the company is, such as IT, focus on operations, problem solving, and engineering with a revised process related to maintenance, with a greater focus on preventive maintenance versus corrective maintenance. Regarding our international operations, I have personally visited all of them and had key interactions with not only our team, but with some important stakeholders, which should be determinant to the development of our operations abroad. We have also implemented a weekly results video conference review with our international teams. On the next slide, I'll discuss briefly the developments of one of our most recent pilot restaurants and what we expect for 2017 in terms of restaurant revamps. First, regarding the Olive Garden restaurant launched in March in the Center Norte Mall, replacing a previously existing Vienna Delicatessen restaurant, we are seeing impressive results. The average daily sales in April have improved by over 200% compared to the previous restaurant's average sales for the same period in 2016, and also 4% compared to March sales. With the new format, we are attracting more customers, as we see on the right-hand side, with the average number of tickets per day growing by more than 140% compared to the previous restaurant performance, and also increasing the average ticket. We acknowledge that those results are very preliminary, but nevertheless, we are very excited about the prospects for Olive Garden at malls, and we are discussing with the shopping mall owners the expansion plan for Olive Garden in Brazil. We should have at least one new restaurant from Olive Garden in 2017. With regards to revamps for other brands of restaurants in the format as we've been piloting last year, we're going to have 12 new revamped restaurants. Two of them are going to be Rhodes Restaurant, Frangassado. Four of them is going to be Vienna Express. Three of them is going to be New Brumellas. And three of them will be revamped Batatas Inglesas in the new format we've been developing this year. All of that, of course, is subject to negotiations with the landlords and the shopping malls as we're seeking the best conditions to implement all those new pilots. On slide six, I'd like to share two other very important developments that we have achieved in these first 100 days. First, the S&OP and sourcing project. The S&OP essentially consists on changing to a push versus pull planning with the restaurants, and we have already implemented it for Vienna Express, and we're now rolling out it to Frango Asado. That should improve our efficiency with lower inventory levels, lower waste, and losses. Also, we have revised our sourcing process from suppliers to materials, reducing our purchasing costs for fuel, cleaning materials, and services. Second, we are finalizing an agreement to revamp 10 of our gas stations in which BR Distribuidora will renew the equipment and the look and feel of the stores. We also have rebates and conditions adjusted, leading to better margins and higher volumes. Last but not least, I'd like to highlight our marketing efforts that comprises the team strengthening and also a higher focus on demand generation, with a dedicated team for customer intelligence and a special attention to digital media and promotional calendars for our restaurants, aiming at increasing market share and boosting growth. Again, we're still taking strong actions to improve the company's structure, processes, and costs in order to have a leaner and more agile company. We are confident that we are on the right path, and the early signs of the actions implemented are promising and should be seeing the results from the second quarter onwards. I will now pass the floor to Jose Agrotti, our CFO, who will provide further details and information on our financial performance. After Jose comments, I will be also available to answer any questions that I might have. Once again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Newton, and good morning, everyone. Slide 7 gives us an overview of the quarter and the main factors that impacted our EBITDA. We can see that Brazil has pushed the consolidated results down, while the gains we had in the other geographies were offset by the changes in FX year over year. Brazil's first quarter EBITDA was negatively impacted by lower volumes across all segments and a higher G&A expense, which was fully offset by lower holding expenses. There was an year-on-year 1.7 million gain on the other income line as we had lower provisions in this quarter. In the U.S., EBITDA was in line with prior year, where in the Caribbean, the drop in EBITDA was due to FX. In constant currency, EBITDA was $1.5 million higher as a result of higher margins, from improved operational excellence. With regards to holding expenses, there was a $1.7 million reduction due to our corporate restructuring that should continue to positively affect our results going forward. On slide 8, we can see the evolution of the number of stores. We see that the company closed the quarter with 259 stores, a net decrease of 13 stores in comparison with the previous year. It was a net reduction of 18 stores in Brazil, of which 3 were in roads, 19 in shopping malls, and we had a net opening of 4 stores in airports. In the U.S., there was a net increase of 4 stores, and also a net increase of 1 store in the Caribbean. On the next slide, we can see the same-store sales performance in the first quarter. On the top left, we can see that the Brazilian same-store sales totaled negative 3%. The road segment posted a 2% positive same-store sales performance led by gas stations. We had a 13% reduction in airports and a 3% reduction in malls. On the top right, we can see that U.S. operation had a negative 6% same-store sales performance in constant currency, impacted by the calendar shift, as mentioned before. On the bottom left, we have the performance of the Caribbean operations, also impacted by the calendar shift and a tough comp in the first quarter of 2016. Finally, on the bottom right, we have the consolidated figures that show a 4% year-on-year reduction in constant currency and a 9% reduction in reais. On slide 10, we have the company's consolidated results, which were negatively impacted by the store closures and lower same-store sales, posting a net revenue decline of 4% in constant currency and 10% in reais. EBITDA totaled $17 million, decreasing 8% versus last year, but improving 10 basis points. In constant currency, the EBITDA was 4% up versus prior year, with a 40 basis point increase in margin. In terms of cash generation, operating cash after maintenance capex over adjusted EBITDA was negative in the first quarter. However, we had a negative non-recurring impact of taxes in 5 million reais. Moving on to the next slide, we have the consolidated results for the Brazilian operations, which are still impacted by the softer macroeconomic scenario. Operating income came in at $11 million, down 18%, with a 50 basis point reduction in margins due mostly to lower volume and the impact of inflation on our cost structure. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 53% in the quarter. On slide 12, we can see the Brazilian air operations posted a reduction of 13% in same-store sales that, combined with a reduction in stores, led to a 19% reduction in net revenues that came in at $58 million. Operating income came in at $3.9 million, which represents a 3% reduction year-on-year, but a 110 basis point increase in margin as a result of lower rent expenses and lower food cost expenses. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 85% in the quarter, up from 79% last year. Moving now to the road segment on slide 13, we can see that the pressure from lower traffic was offset by the promotions we had in gas stations that led to a 2% increase in same-store sales. That, combined with a net reduction of 3 stores, led to a 1% reduction in net revenues that totaled $120 million. Operating income came in at $30 million, 11% down year-on-year as a consequence of higher labor and fuel costs. There was a 130 basis point reduction in operating margin in the period. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 87% in the quarter. On the next slide, we review the mall operations, which were impacted by the reduction of 3% in same-store sales and the net closure of 19 stores year-on-year, leading to 7% reduction in net revenues that reached $61 million in the quarter. It is important to highlight that store closures are linked to the company's plan to rationalize its portfolio in part of a loss-making store closure plan. Operating income totaled $4 million, down 27% year-on-year, with 160 basis point reduction in margins due to higher store pre-opening expenses combined with lower volumes. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 47% in the quarter. Now, on slide 15, we'll talk about the U.S. operations, which we present in local currency. In the first quarter, revenue from the U.S. operation totaled $22 million, up 9% versus last year, due to the opening of four new stores, offsetting the reduction in same-store sales of 6%, which, as mentioned before, was pressured by the calendar shift. Operating results were in line with prior year, and so was cash generation. On slide 16, we review our Caribbean operations in Panama and Colombia. For a better comparison, we're presenting figures in reais in constant currency. Same-store sales in the Caribbean had a tough comp last year, and were also impacted by the calendar shift, leading to a net revenue reduction of 3% year-on-year. Improved cost and expenses as a result of the operational excellence efforts resulted in a 12% increase in operating income that totaled $14 million in the quarter, with an operating margin of 27%, up from 23% last year. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 90% in the quarter. Now, commenting on the company's cash flow, we move to slide 17. We had a cash consumption of $5.6 million in the quarter in operating cash flow after maintenance capex. However, cash flow was impacted by $5 million in non-recurring taxes related to the asset sales in 2016. Continuing with the cash flow, on slide 18, we can see that we consumed $32 million in the quarter. The cash flow highlights include capex of $16 million, total debt amortization of $18 million, and a $2 million inflow from the share buyback program. This concludes my comments on the financial results, and from now on, we will open the Q&A session.
And now we will begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please dial star 1 at this time. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing the star 2. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. And just a reminder, if you have a question, please dial the star 1. It appears there are no questions at this time. I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Newton Maya for his final remarks.
Once again, I'd like to thank you for joining and reinforce that we are very excited with the evolution of the company's new phase, focused on efficiency and execution, and that we should start to see the impact of those efforts from the second quarter onwards. We are available for any question or follow-ups that you might need through our Investor Relations Department. Have a nice day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a great day.